Morning. Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. This is a question, I think, which is also relevant for tomorrow's AFIC AGM. I've put up a resolution for the News Corp AGM in New York next month, which would propose to give non-voting shareholders the vote, which would have the effect of reducing Murdoch family voting control from about 40% to about 15%. I think it's a very shareholder-friendly resolution, and I'm just interested in the voting position of companies like this company and AFIC, which together I think have more than $130 million worth of shares, and I'm conscious of the corporate relationship between News Corp and Goldman Sachs, J.B. Weir in particular, where, I mean, you know, as Terry Ann Bruce would well know, it goes back a long way, whether it's the float of Pac Mags or various other ventures. And I'm just interested in the process by which you would vote that stock on that resolution. Is it completely independent? Is this board completely independent of the Goldman Sachs corporate relationship with News Corp in deciding how it will vote that stock, bearing in mind that the whole board of News Corp has said we don't like this resolution because we like Murdoch family control? So it's, I know it's a slightly awkward one for the House of Weir, and I'm just interested in the appropriate process by which you would be approached in terms of how you vote that stock, and just to seek an assurance about the independence of your process given the corporate relationship. And I ask this for Terry because Terry would have had carriage very much of part of that corporate relationship, and he is the closest ongoing link in an executive sense to Goldman's on this board.
Thank you.
Stephen, it probably doesn't technically come under this particular motion, but it would be relevant a bit later, but I'm happy to tell you what we do just the same, because it's not the House of Weir. Some of us had our roots there, but one of the important things that we've stressed over the years is the importance of truly independent, non-executive, independent directors, because we've always sought to make company decisions, Djerriwarrh decisions, in that mood. Every proxy that comes to the investment committee, that's where we handle them, at which all the directors are entitled to be there, is examined. We look at it against ISS recommendations, but our own team look at it, and it becomes it's not a put through. We look at it against the background of the company's interest. I've always been passionate about this thing. It's one of the sometimes people say we've got too many directors, but I've always felt that this was one of the critical issues. I've lived in, you know, the media as well as I do, how often for years people used to say that Weir's stuff was dumped into these companies. We've always sought to have really strong, independent directors whose livelihood was not necessarily dependent on their director's fees, so that you could make those independent decisions. And that's how we look at that one, as we look at all of them. But, I welcome the question, because I think the whole question of the corporate governance and the independence of the company is very important.